value. So in switching gears here for a minute, I want to talk a little bit about, you know, persistence. And, you know, but when you look, persistence is absolutely critical in this business. Just, I mean, it is one of the most important things that you have to recognize about anything in success, right? It's like dripping a drop of water on a rock. Over a period of time, it'll bore a hole in a rock. And there's many, many different examples of people in the world that have had persistence. I mean, you know, Mandela, for God's sakes, for, you know, his opposition to apartheid, was thrown into prison for years. I mean, years they locked him away, and look what happened. He ended up becoming the head of state, you know, of that country. So, you know, I mean, the point being is that he was persistently moving towards a goal, and he had passion about it, and it's important that you do the same thing. You have to have persistence in this business, because, and what's going to give you the anchor, the persistence, is going to be what I talked about earlier, which is your why, your goals, your dreams, your GPS coordinates. That gives you the persistence to overcome obstacles. You know, just like, this is a good example of what I like to use. You know, take an airplane, for instance, a big jumbo jet that's on a tarmac, and you're taking your first intercontinental trip to Switzerland or wherever, Germany, or you're going on vacation somewhere. It's a big plane. If you've ever been on one of the big super planes, I mean, it is so big when you walk in, you go, my God, how are they going to get this off the tarmac, as big as it is, if it's the first time you've ever been in a plane that huge with that big of a fuselage. So, you know, you remembered what you packed as a tourist or on your trip, you know, a big bag with all your stuff in it. You're going to be gone for, you know, 2-3 weeks on a trip to Europe. So you don't have how big your bag is, and you think all these other people have all these bags. And you can just think of the weight that that plane has. Now, on top of that, on this trip to Switzerland, you just happen to get to the airport, and it's just absolutely miserable weather. It's snowing, I mean, sleet and snow so much, and there's fog, and you can't see. There's no clouds. It's just snowing and fog and clouds and drizzly rain. It is the worst day that you could ever think of taking off an airplane. It's lightning out there on the outside, and so you get in your seat, and you sit there, and you say a little prayer, and then you buckle your seatbelt, and now the pilot does what? What's the first thing he does? He starts to go out there on the tarmac. He's got to go out there and give everybody instructions, and then the stewards go through the cabin, and they give instructions on what to do in an emergency. They give you kind of a battle plan, so to speak. So the reason why I'm sharing this with you is that when you get ready to take off, what you hear is the thrust going. This is your ambit business. You know, when you first start your ambit business, it's a little cloudy. You know, you're a little skeptical. You're a little white knuckles. You know, you've taken a risk. You've got out of the box of mediocrity. You stepped across the line. You know, you're doing something you've never done before. You know, that's the beauty of this whole experience that we have. That's more than just making money with Ambit. You've actually done something that you have never considered doing or ever would do, maybe. And so when you start to feel that pressure in your seat as you're taking off, and we've all felt it on any airliner, when we take off, you feel the pressure of your back going up against the back of the chair. And then all of a sudden, you look out the window, and it's still snowing, and it's carrying on, and all of a sudden, oh my gosh, I think I picked the wrong time to fly. And then what happens is as the pilot pushes the throttle on the big jumbo jet forward, then all of a sudden, he starts to get momentum. And why does he have to get as much momentum? Why does he have to spend that much fuel, which probably more fuel is spent at takeoff than any other time of that plane's duration of that trip? So when they push that throttle up, what's going to happen is he's going to put the flaps down, the elevators down, and then just as you start to lift up and you get lift, and you hear all these different noises, like the wheels going up into the cabin and the bottom of the cabin. Do you have a mental picture there? And now you really got some white knuckles because you're just now going up, and you're going up, and it's thundering and it's lightning, and you're looking out the window and it's snowing and carrying on still. And finally, you just shut that little window that you don't want to look out there anymore. And in the beginning, when you start your hemp business, you have to understand that just like a plane taking off and getting airborne, the most amount of fuel, the most amount of energy, the most amount of effort that you have to put, the most amount of persistence that you have to put in your business is in the beginning. That's in the first 24 to 36 months. You've got to be like a Marine. You've got to have your hair on fire, and you've got to be committed. You can't have one foot in the tub and one foot in the tile. You've got to be committed to your dreams, and you've got to realize that there's going to be turbulence, there's going to be weather, there's going to be things that are unexpected. But here's the good news. The good news is that, and you've all experienced it, everybody that's ever been on a flight experiences it, as you start to get up to altitude and you climb and you climb and you climb and you're remembering the airport that you left with all that terrible weather, all of a sudden, miraculously, what happens? You break through the clouds, and as you break through the clouds, you look out over that cotton candy of all of those clouds and it's beautiful sunlight. And then what happens? The pilot continues to go on up the ride. He tells you you can take your seatbelt off. They start serving the drinks and the food and all the other amenities on that flight. And then the pilot levels off, and it's smooth sailing from there. Okay? And it's something miraculous when you break through those clouds and you think, oh, my God, I just left all of that down there below, but now I'm really cruising. So just keep in mind, that's your ambit business. It's going to take you a while to bust through the clouds. It's going to take you a while to, you know, reach altitude, so to speak, and everybody reaches it at a different time and a place, and there is no quick fix to it, as I said. There are some techniques and things that you can be doing in applications. That's why you're on the phone here tonight, learning, studying, and becoming a student of the business. But let me just say that when you break through the clouds, it's a very magnificent feeling to know that your freedom is in check and that you have some stability now. You're in low turbulence, and things just get better and better and better.